fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I am Silver! Fire!
Afternoon sun beat down mercilessly on the vast valley that stretched from Indian Hill to the town of Red Bluff. As the Lone Ranger, his faithful Indian companion Tonto, and his nephew Dan Reed rode toward their camp, they approached a small cabin near the trail. The ranger stopped his horse suddenly as he noticed a man lying prone before the cabin doorway.
This looks like trouble.
Yeah, maybe he's fainted or something.
There's nobody around.
Horse tracks in front of the cabin.
Is he dead?
Now, wait a minute. No, he's breathing.
Ah, him wounded.
Yes, a bullet creased his head. Dan, see if there's water in the cabin.
Yes, sir.
You better get him out of this sun, Tonto. Help me carry him in. Take that gun beside him.
He'd not lose much blood.
That scalp wound isn't too deep. He'll be conscious soon. Take it easy through this door.
There's another man lying here on the floor.
Another one?
I think he's dead.
Put him here on the cot, Tonto.
Water in the
bucket. Take care of him, Tonto. Well, I'll have a look at the other one.
Someone shot him right through the chest.
Wait. Yeah. Dead all right. Been shot twice.
You think the man on the cot could have done it?
This man was trying to protect himself. There's his gun. Let's see if it's been used. One cartridge fired.
Shall we move him?
No. We better not touch the body until the sheriff sees it.
This man get conscious now.
Maybe he can tell us what happened.
Oh. Where am I?
Take it easy, fella. Bullet creased your scalp, but you're going to be all right.
Who are you? You missed.
We found you lying in front of this cabin. Can you tell us what happened?
Oh, my head, it hurts.
Lie still for a few minutes.
Give me time to think.
Tonto, keep that cold towel on his head.
There must be a woman living here, too. Look, there's a sunbonnet.
Yes, there's a child's dress. Probably the family, the man who was killed.
The whole cabin is upset.
Wait a minute, let me see. Empty. Kill this man first and robbed him.
I wonder what happened to his wife.
Let's have a look outside, Dan. As soon as this man on the cot can talk, you better ride to town for the sheriff.
Ground out here is all stirred up.
Yes, men's footprints. And here are some smaller ones on top of them.
Those must have been made by a woman.
Yes. The last person to come in and leave this cabin was a woman.
Her footprints lead over to that clump of bushes.
Yes, let's look behind them.
Maybe she was hiding there when the man murdered her husband.
I think that's what happened. We'll hear some small footprints in the dust. The little girl must have been with her.
You think they went to town on foot?
Maybe she went somewhere for help.
Come
on, Dan. We'll hear what that wounded man has to say.
Is he all right, Tonto?
Do you feel well enough to tell us what happened?
I think so. Some men killed my brother. When I tried to protect him, they shot at me. Guess they thought to kill me, too.
Do you know who they were?
No. My brother, Jim Williams, has been mining gold. He kept it here in the cabin. He robbed it.
Do you know what happened to the woman and child?
She's my brother's wife. She wasn't here when they came.
Oh. Could you describe these men who killed your brother?
It all happened so fast, I didn't get a good look at them. Who are you, anyway? Why are you wearing a mask?
I want to help you catch the man who did this. That's all I can tell you right now. Dan, you better ride to town for the sheriff and the posse. Maybe they can trail these killers.
Yes, sir. Are you and Tonto going to stay here?
Tonto can stay here, but I'm going to follow the tracks of that woman and child. They may have tried to get to town on foot. It's a long way, and the killers may have overtaken them.
Shall I come back here with the sheriff?
Only if he doesn't know where the cabin is. Tell him it's Jim Williams' place. If he knows where it is, stay in town. I'll meet you on the trail outside of Red Bluff.
Yes, sir. I'll take the shortcut over the hill to town.
Good.
Keep this fresh and it'll save time. I'll see you later.
Otto, you stay here until the sheriff arrives.
Ah, me do it.
I'll be back as soon as I can find Mrs. Williams. She may have seen the killers.
Feel all right now, Injun. I can sit up. I'm not dizzy anymore.
Well, it's better if you lie down.
Is your friend gone?
Impala tracks.
Will you wring out this towel and some cold water again for me? It feels hot.
Bucket right here.
There you go, Injun. It'll keep you knocked out while I borrow your horse. Just to make that sheriff good and puzzled, I'll put my gun in your hand and I'll take yours. Maybe this will keep the law occupied for a while.
It was some time later when the Lone Ranger met Dan on the trail just outside the town of Red Bluff, where he had followed the tracks of the woman and child.
Oh, sir.
I got to town just too late to see the sheriff. Mrs. Williams had already been there and told him. He started off with a posse some time ago.
Yes, I saw them on the trail.
Did you talk to them?
No, they didn't see me. Oh, is Mrs. Williams still in town?
Yes, I went to the sheriff's house. She's with his wife, who said Mrs. Williams was very upset. She and her little girl are staying there for the night.
Take it easy, Dan. I'd like to talk to Mrs. Williams.
The house is near the edge of town. I'm sure we could get there without anyone seeing you.
We'll try it. You lead the way.
Come on, Silver.
Get up, Victor. Here's the sheriff's house.
We'll leave the horses here behind the postal.
Oh, hold it.
You go first, Dan. She knows who you are.
All right.
Oh, hello, son. You back again?
Yes, Mrs. Rogers. I brought my friend with me, the one I told you about. We'd like to see Mrs. Williams.
He's some calmer now that she's rested. He could barely talk when he came. Well, I guess... But this man is masked.
Don't worry, Mrs. Rogers. I just want to help Mrs. Williams.
But
it's all right, Mrs. Rogers. I wouldn't have come here to get the sheriff if we were part of the gang that killed Jim Williams.
No, I guess you wouldn't. Anyway, somebody has to ride to the party. Mrs. Williams is better and can give them a lot more information now. Come on in.
Oh, thank you.
Here's the boy I told you about, Mrs. Williams, and a friend of his who wants to help you. How do you do?
How do you do? I'm sorry to bother you, Mrs. Williams, but I thought perhaps you may have had a look at the men who killed and robbed your husband. Your brother-in-law couldn't remember what they looked like.
My brother-in-law?
Yes, he regained consciousness after we found him. You probably thought he was dead.
But I have no brother-in-law.
What?
I was there alone when those men came.
The man who was wounded said your husband was his brother.
He lied.
He was part of the gang. I was down at the spring with my little girl when I heard shots in the cabin. I ran up and hid behind the bushes. I couldn't help Jim. This man was lying at the door of the cabin, and two other men came out carrying the gold my husband had hidden.
Would you know these men if you saw them?
Yes, I'd know them anywhere. One was tall and had a black beard. The man with him limped and had a big scar on his left cheek.
That's what I want you to tell the posse. Poor Mrs. Williams just told them what happened and framed it. They left without hearing the description.
Mrs. Williams, could you hear anything the killer said?
When they came out of the cabin, one of them said something about the man lying there. The other one said to leave him, he was dead.
Thank you, Mrs. Williams. We'll get those killers.
But why would that man tell you he was Jim Williams' brother?
Because he was praying for time, Mrs. Rogers. Oh, did you tell the sheriff that the man who was lying in front of your cabin was a white man, Mrs. Williams?
No, I didn't. I just told him someone had killed and robbed my husband. And one of them had been killed. Jim must have shot him just before he...
I'm sorry I had to question you like this. We'll go now.
You'll be all right.
Thank you for letting us see her. Come, Dan. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hurry, Dan. Tonto may be in trouble.
But the sheriff is there by this time.
But Tonto didn't know that man was dangerous.
Oh, listen, boy. But he was so weak.
He could do a lot with his life at stake. Come on, Silver.
Get up, Victor.
In the meantime, Sheriff Rogers and his posse reined up before the Williams cabin.
Well, there's the man Mrs. Williams told us about. Dead right in the doorway.
Why, it's an Indian. He didn't tell us that.
He didn't have time to say much before she keeled over.
Look, he's moving.
But he said he was dead.
Damn it, boys, before he gets conscious. I'll go in, Chad, look around.
Help me with him, Red. You get a rope.
I know what I'd like to do with him. Put a rope around his neck instead of his hands.
Might not be a bad idea, the murdering coyote.
Jim Williams is one of the finest men around these parts.
And the sheriff wouldn't let it hurt him.
Jim was a good friend of the sheriff. But he's sorry he's wearing that scar of his today.
Say, maybe the sheriff would thank us if we tied him up so he couldn't stop it.
Hey, that's an idea. What do you say, Red?
Go get the rope. Tie this Indian's hands behind him. Now watch my chance with the sheriff.
What happened?
He's coming too. All right, wake up, Indian. Better take that gun out of your hand before you decide to murder a few more people.
No. Enough murder.
Is he cuddish? I want to talk to
him. Oh, sit up there, you. Yeah, this is a gun he used, Sheriff. Three bullets are shot.
So your friends ran off and left you, Redskin?
No. Me not murder, man. Me ride up. Find him here.
So you rode up, found a dead man here, came out in front of the cabin and fell on your face.
Can you figure that one?
I don't know why I'm calling.
How many men were in your car, did you? They left you flat. You had to tell on them.
Man say him Jim Williams' brother. Him wounded. He try help him.
What's he trying to tell him? Jim Williams didn't have a brother.
He has to say something, doesn't he?
We ought to put his lying tongue down his throat. Killing one of the best men in the West and trying to lie out of it.
Take it easy, boys.
Say, Jim Williams, he's one of your first friends, wasn't he, Sheriff?
Yes, he was.
Well, then you won't mind if we tie you up for a while.
Hey, what'd you... Stop it! We're going to have a little necktie party, Sheriff.
Now, we string this army to a cottonwood tree. It'll give his friends a little hint as to what they're going to get.
You won't get away, Sheriff. We'll tell people we tied you up.
Boys, you can't do this. Let them tie
you. I'm sorry, Sheriff, but this is real evidence. We don't need a trial on other Redskins, Gilly. We caught him dead to rights.
No, you wrong. May not
kill him. Enough out of you, Indian. Now get that rope, boys. We'll set him on a horse. Let him take his last ride into a noose.
Come along, you. I've got the rope.
Get the horse, Chief.
How about that tree over there?
Take a good look at the world, Indian. You're leaving it right now.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Continue our story. With the sheriff tied to a nearby tree, the men secured Tonto's hands behind his back. Tonto knew there was no use protesting his innocence, and his only hope lay in the return of the Lone Ranger. The men pushed him toward a horse.
All right, hurry up, Indian. We ain't going to take all day. Got that rope ready, Pete?
All ready for him right here under this cottonwood.
Boys, and that's you once more.
Him you just stay right there and watch, Sheriff. This is our little party. We'll save you the trouble of a trial. Get up on that horse, Indian.
No.
We're giving you a quick kiss.
You're wrong.
And when we catch your pals, they'll get the same medicine.
All right, come on, boys. Help me get him on this horse.
Get up, man.
Hold that horse, Red.
Now give a lift, you Pete.
Yeah, yeah. There's up. Now bring the horse over here to the news.
Catch your hands up, all of you.
Hey, where'd he come from?
The Masked Man.
The rest of the gang.
Any of you move? Hold over, steady boy.
No, you don't. Oh, my hand.
Will anybody else reach for a gun? Dan, untie Tonto's hands.
You come just in time, Kimmy.
So you're the ones who killed Jim Williams.
You're about to hang an innocent man. The sheriff must think so, too. I see you've tied him up.
The sheriff knows he's guilty. He just didn't want us to hang him.
Better keep still, Pete, or he'll shoot you down the way he did Jim Williams.
They aren't the men you want. Sheriff, I've talked to Mrs. Williams, and she gave me a description of the killer.
I've got a description of him right now. Big man with a white horse. Where the black man?
Well, if you won't listen, there's only one thing I can tell you. Go back and talk to her yourself. Dan and Tonto, all right?
You're all right.
Tonto, take their guns away from them and scatter them back to the cabin, where it'll take time to find them.
Me do it.
Dan, take all the horses except one and send them off in all directions.
Yes, sir. Get up in there.
Sorry to have to do this, Sheriff, but we're innocent.
Yeah, I'll bet you, sir, you murderer.
I could take your guns and horses with me. But I hope you'll be sensible and try to catch the real criminals after you talk to Mrs. Williams.
He's coming after you, and we'll get you, too.
Think it over, Sheriff. You're going to have to borrow this horse of yours for a while, but I'll return it.
He murders a man, but he's squeamish about horse stealing. There's a laugh.
Yes. Behind guns.
Good.
The
horses will get it, sir.
All right, then, let's go. Come on, Silver.
Get up there, sir.
Well, I never saw anything like that.
Where's my horse?
Here, tell me right away. You, Pete, go fast again.
You'll get a horse and get ready. A few hours later, the Lone Ranger, Dan, and Tonto sat around their campfire, hidden far back in the hills. Darkness had fallen.
They certainly won't be able to trail us, that's sure.
I hope they go back to town and talk to Mrs. Williams.
They probably won't believe her. I'll think she was too excited to know what the killers looked like.
We might have been able to trail the killers. The posse hadn't been so sure we were the one they were after.
Well, them can't find trail now.
Separating the way we did will throw them off the trail.
Wait, listen.
Horse coming.
You suppose one of them followed us?
One man wouldn't dare come alone.
That looked like Scout.
Yes, it is Scout.
He must have got away from the man who stole him. Nobody's riding him.
Scout, could you get away?
Maybe Scout has solved our problem.
What do you mean?
Him come from camp or killer, maybe.
We can backtrack on Scout's trail. We can find the killer's hideout. And we'll start at dawn.
Dawn found the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan well on their way backtracking on Scout's trail. It was a difficult one to follow, as the horse had come over hard shale, through streams, and over hills. Tonto rode Scout and led the sheriff's horse.
No way of telling where he went from this point, Tonto. No tracks of any kind.
That Kimasabi.
Yes.
Here on rocks. Some hair.
He must have gone through these rocks.
Him come this way. This hair, Scout.
Good.
End of this stream.
Toto's looking on the other side, Dan. Any luck, Toto?
Thanks, Sheriff. Off the ground, end of the stream.
Come on, Dan.
Rocky cliffs rose sheer around the camp. canyon well hidden in the foothills. Three men lay asleep around a smoldering fire. As the early morning sunshine slanted partway into the canyon, one of them stirred.
Hey, Pierce. Moose, wake up.
What's the matter?
It's just morning, that's all. Get Pierce a pull in the river.
Hey, Pierce. Pierce, wake up.
Time to get up already?
Yeah, it's time for breakfast.
I'm not going anyplace. Going to rest.
You're getting up. I'm hungry.
You can feed the horses, Pierce. I'll get the breakfast.
I'm glad to know you're still here. It's a wonder you didn't leave while I was asleep.
Stop giving us ideas.
How's your head, Pierce?
I suppose you're worried about it. You sure worried yesterday when you ran off and left me.
Oh, will you quit belly aching about that? Told you we thought you was dead. Now, come on, Moose. Hurry up with that breakfast.
Hey, what do you think I'm doing?
Pierce, you go tend to the horses. And you can be sure we won't run away from you.
You want to know the truth, Nick? I do think you'd like to run away. You sure were surprised when I loped in here yesterday.
Yeah, Nick told you. We thought you was dead.
Yeah, you hoped I was. That doesn't mean you could divide that gold two ways instead of three.
No more of that, Pierce. Plugged Jim Williams before he got a chance to drill you the second time, didn't I?
Yeah, I guess so. You didn't even leave a horse for me. If it hadn't been for that Indian,
I'd complaining never... now and go fix them horses.
All right.
Are you aiming to leave here today, or are we going to hide out for a while?
Nobody could ever find us here. Might be wise to wait until the noise dies down.
Hey, now that we got an extra horse, we can make a quick getaway.
Nick, that paint horse is gone.
What? Why, you fool, didn't you tie him?
I thought I did, but
they find that horse around here. They'll know where we are. Now go out and look for him.
I ain't that dumb, Nick. I go out and look for him. You and Moose get away with the gold, huh?
You see this gun, Pierce? I could drill you right now if I wanted to. Good night.
Nick, please don't shoot. I'll go look for him.
We need that extra horse to carry the pack. Now get going and hurry.
Yeah, I'll find him. He's probably just outside the canyon.
Why didn't you give it to him?
That can wait till later. Two extra horses are better than one.
The Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan were within a short distance of the canyon when they halted.
Easy, so easy. It's all rock around here. Hank, disappear.
We leave the horses behind these rocks, and then we can pick the tracks up again on foot.
Look, coming over that hill. Isn't that a man on horseback?
Back of these rocks, quickly. Come, Silver.
Come on, Victor, come on.
We're out of sight. I'm sure he didn't see us.
Stand on the hill. Him look for something.
Yes. I wonder. Otto, it may be the man who stole Scout.
Him look like man we find.
Quick, let Scout walk out from behind this rock. If we can get him close enough, we'll capture him.
You do it. Come on.
Do you think he'll suspect us?
A reason why he should. You'll think Scout just wandered off. There. He sees him. He's coming. Let him see you.
There you are,
you old friend. I'm not here. Put up your hands and don't move. Get his gun, Tonto. Now get off that horse. Otto, gag him and tie his hands behind him. Don't be too easy with him. He's the one who knocked you out.
What are you going to do with me?
Nothing if you obey instructions. You're going to lead us to the hideout of your friends. Unless you want to get hurt.
No. No, they'll kill me if I do.
They won't get a chance to kill you. Where is it?
I'll tell you where it is, but please don't take me back. It's about a half mile over the hill, straight west in the canyon.
Dan.
Yes, sir.
Ride to town for the sheriff and the posse and ride fast. You heard what he said, 1/2 mile west of here. We'll be at the canyon when you return.
Yes, sir. Steady, boy. Come on, Victor.
How did you trail us here?
You made a bad mistake stealing Tonto's horse yesterday. Now you're going to lead us to that canyon. All right, Tonto. Gag him. He'll lead the way, all right. The entrance to the canyon. Up his horse, Tonto.
Hold that.
Get him off the horse, Tonto. You keep him here, and I'll ride his horse in the canyon.
Silver, you go in alone.
Yes. Give me his hat. I'll ride his horse and lead his scout, take them by surprise.
Get off. Get off. Here, hat.
Thanks, Tonto.
You keep him here, behind Ralph.
If you hear any shots, bring him into the canyon. Come on, fella. Come, Scout.
Coffee tastes good.
Yeah. I guess we should have given Pierce some breakfast before sending him out after the horse.
Get that to him now. Wonder if he found that pink.
Yeah. Yeah, take a look.
Yeah, he got it. Hey, he's going to get into the canyon.
Hey, what's the idea of bringing that horse
in? Put your hands below you.
What, that ain't...
Why, you...
Go! Nick!
Come on every side of him and keep reaching.
Go! I won't shoot.
Stand against the wall of the canyon. I don't know, Tonto. Put the man with you over beside them.
So you're the reason they found us, Pierce.
I should have blasted you.
You can remove Pierce's gag now, Tonto.
Hey, who are you, anyway?
Maybe we can make a deal.
Would you give us half the gold you stole from Jim Williams?
Sure, we'll give you half. It's in our saddlebag.
Man, gangle.
Don't say any more, Nick. He's in with the sheriff.
The sheriff will be glad to know where the gold is. Now, we'll all wait until he gets here.
Yes, I know it is. There they are.
Yeah, Indian and the mask standing with him.
Ho, ho, ho.
This sure is a good hideout. We never found them in here.
Hey, mask man, give us quite a run for our money yesterday.
These are the men you want, Sheriff. Did you talk to Mrs. Williams?
Yes. These men answer your description. I guess we owe you an apology.
But the horse we borrowed from you yesterday is waiting just outside the canyon.
We saw it when we came in.
I guess you can take care of things now. The gold that these men stole is in their saddlebags. Come, Dan. Hello.
I sure want to thank you, stranger.
Hey, I wonder who he is.
You know, I heard about someone like him. Maybe he's a man. He rides a white horse, wears a black mask. I wonder if he could be the Lone Ranger.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.